Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2998, 9 Morning Habits That Are Doable and Day Improving, by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to another article as we optimize your life. 9 Morning Habits That Are Doable and Day Improving, by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org. Picture this. It's any given Tuesday and you stretch yourself awake, nestled between clean, high thread count sheets. You pad downstairs and tuck into a delicious, nourishing breakfast. You meditate, you journal, you put on a lovely, well-planned outfit before opening your laptop to begin a day of creative, fulfilling, productive work. Is that what your mornings look like? Weird, me neither. But I sure wish they did, and this year I'm doing my damnedest to get closer to a morning like that. Why? Because I've discovered that the first 10 minutes of any portion of my day, my morning, after lunch, after I close my laptop, set the tone for everything else. When you start the day right, the rest of it is more likely to fall into place. You want better business mornings too? Well, here's what I'm doing. 9 Morning Habits That Are Doable and Day Improving. Don't worry, you don't have to do all 9. Number 1, have enough time in your morning that you can actually have a few morning habits. Well, obviously, right? It's hard to create a morning that sets you up for a productive, creative, intentional day if you get out of bed and rush out the door. If you work for yourself, could you move all your meetings later in the day? If you work a 9-to-5, could you come in later or spend a few mornings working from home? Barring that, I'm going to make the terribly predictable and unfun suggestion that you go to bed earlier so that you can get up earlier. Yes, it's boring. It'll also make your life a lot better. We use a Dawn Simulator alarm clock, and I recommend it to everyone I know. Number 2, set some extremely doable goals for yourself. Fun fact, you do not have to fill the entire page with goals. You can choose like 3 things, and when you're finished with them, then you get to relax. Of course, if you're only setting 3 goals for yourself each day, they should be large-ish goals, not do laundry, walk the dog, send 1 email. A few other goal-setting tips. Use verbs when you write out your goals. Not blog post, but write blog post. Not closet, but purge closet like a Marie Kondo tornado of productivity and minimalism. I like to include 1 fun thing on every day's to-do list because, left to my own devices, I'd work down to a shaking, angry version of myself. Fun things include getting a pedicure, working from a new coffee shop, poking around a thrift store, having lunch with a friend, or going to the beach. If you really want to dork out, you can title your to-do list a can-do list. This is both A, slightly more inspiring, and B, less demoralizing when or if you don't complete everything on it. It's stuff you can do if you have the time and energy, not stuff you're required to do to maintain your value as a human. Number 3, choose a time when you'll check email and don't check it before then. I'm sure you've heard this advice elsewhere, but it's good advice, so I'm telling you again. Our inboxes are filled with other people's agendas, people asking us for information, favors, help, and hookups, which is fine and nice even, but as soon as we check email, we're in reactive mode. We're prioritizing other people's needs over our own work and projects. Sometimes this is the reality of business. I wouldn't be very successful if I ignored my students, my clients, or my VAs. But as soon as I click that login button, I'm essentially saying, I don't care about that thing I was working on. I'm ready to fall into a hole of distraction. In a perfect world, I don't check email or social media till 11 or 12 every day. I'm not perfect and I don't do it every day, but when I do, I'm floored by how much I can accomplish and how calm I feel. Number 4, focus on your breathing or meditate or just zone out, dude. Perfect me meditates in a patch of sunlight for 20 minutes every morning. Real life me stares out the window while she drinks one cup of decaf. I'm calling it good enough. Science agrees, quieting our minds is good for our health, our creativity, our productivity, and our relationships. Guided meditation is a good place to start, and the Calm app is free and lovely. Or we can focus on our breath, or we can just sit on the sofa, pet the dog, drink coffee, and do nothing else. That last one probably isn't quite as transformative as the former, but it's better than nothing, and it works for me. Find something that works for you. Number 5, take your breakfast seriously. And yes, you need to be eating breakfast. When I say take breakfast seriously, I don't necessarily mean spend 45 minutes making waffles every morning, though that is indeed both awesome and serious. What I mean is treat breakfast like an actual meal. Eat it sitting down, on a plate, at a table. If you're feeling ambitious, put it on a placemat and pull out a napkin. When I was mapping out what makes me happy, I realized that eating beautiful meals brings me inordinate amounts of joy. So now I spend the extra 10 seconds to sprinkle cocoa onto my oatmeal or chop some chives for my eggs. Fancy. Number 6, move your body in some way. You knew this was coming. This doesn't have to be rigorous cardio. It could be a 2-block walk with the dog, 5 minutes of stretching, a 10-minute YouTube yoga video, or dancing around to 2 songs. Any type of movement helps us wake up, focus, and separate the sleepy horizontal part of our day from the keyboard business part of our day. Number 7, do something that makes you feel like you have your ish together. I like starting my workday feeling like an adult. I want to feel like someone who can be trusted to meet deadlines and bring amazing ideas to fruition. It's harder to feel this way when I'm wearing pajamas and working from my couch. Different things make different people feel together. Maybe it's putting on a real outfit and doing your hair. Maybe it's washing your breakfast dishes. Maybe it's making your bed and clearing off your desk. Find something that makes you feel on top of it and make it part of your morning. Number 8, have a I'm getting serious now ritual. One of my work from home friends puts on her coat and walks around the block every day before she starts work. Another friend has a breakfast coffee mug and workday coffee mug. Another friend puts her hair in a top knot and puts her phone on flight mode. You know what works for you. Your ritual might involve technology, what you're wearing, where you're working, a fresh cup of coffee, or even a special candle you only burn during working hours. Find something that fits you and your needs. And number 9, reach out to someone you admire. My friend Molly has made it a daily habit to reach out to someone she admires, every single day. By doing it daily, she makes it a habit and reduces the stress and pressure. Somebody doesn't respond? No big deal. She's reached out to 4 other people that week, and surely someone will reply. You just listened to the post titled 9 Morning Habits That Are Doable and Day Improving by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org. Thank you to Sarah. Of course, there was a good tip at the beginning saying that we shouldn't attempt all 9 of these, but these are great places to start. A small suggestion within number 7, which was do something that makes you feel like you have your stuff together, was making your bed. And that's been one that's come up a few times before because of a popular author and book. Admiral William McRaven said, "If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed." His book is a #1 New York Times bestseller and titled Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. Highly reviewed and really similar to the message of today's post. So if you liked this one, that's another resource you might want to check out. I never read the book. With all the articles I read these days, I haven't read many books in recent years, but that would probably be one on my list. And I'm sure your local library would have a copy that you can check out for free. Let me know if you do read it and what you think. But that'll do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.